mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Ross, the guy at the office, has good Red Sox tickets, and Ethan contacted us because he was a little sick of Ross bragging about the tickets and never taking him to a game.
Really?
So we're going to call Ross for his birthday and pretend there's a little problem with his season tickets.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Ross?
This is Ross.
Hi, Ross. Ray Kinsella from the season ticket office. How you doing?
Hi, Ray. I'm doing all right.
Good. Getting ready for another exciting season, I know.
Yeah, I'm fired up.
Just wanted to check in because, you know, as we're getting the ballpark ready for a new season, the zoning people come in and check everything out. And you are Loge Box 129, is that correct?
Yep, and have been for many years.
Okay. Your seats, there's going to be a small, very small wall just in front of your seats now that we've built there because of the some changes in some zoning.
What do you mean a wall?
It's green, very small green wall that'll be kind of in front of your seats. You know, you're right behind home plate, so you still have great seats, but you will have to stand up to actually see the field now.
What are you talking about? I've had these seats for 18 years.
Yeah, I know, and you know, just the way the ballpark has to evolve, this is just a small change that we've had to make in that one
wall.
Section. Yeah.
So, like obstructed view?
Slightly obstructed. But if you stand up, you know, you still have that great view.
No way. No, I'm not. Well, I'm not paying what I pay.
Yeah, I mean, you pay quite a bit. I can probably get you a couple vouchers for chowder, perhaps, if that would make it a little better.
Chowder?
You can keep the chowder.
The voucher for chowder doesn't do it for you, huh?
No.
I can probably get you two of those.
No.
Two chowders.
Is it for every game?
You need chowder every game? Would that do it for you? Because I know I'm nothing like a cup of hot chowder when it's August, you know?
I don't know if there's anything. I don't know what this wall looks like. How tall is it?
Well, when you're sitting, it's just above your eye level.
This is crazy. This is outrageous. I've had those tickets for 18 years, and you're going to build a wall in front of my
seat? Oh, it's already built. Yeah, when you come, it'll be right there.
That's outrageous. I want to move my seat.
We can do that. Yeah, I know you're right behind home plate. You got a sweet spot right there. So. Yeah.
Seats 11 and 12.
Yeah, unfortunately, it puts you to the back of the list of, you know, season tickets. So I can get you some seats out in the right field grandstands, last row, right next to the bathroom.
No. I want to talk to your boss. Who is this?
This is Ray Kinsella from the ticket office here.
I'm sorry. You caught me off guard a little. I'm sorry if I get a little heated. But I've had these things for 18 years. And... you can't do that.
Well, there's a little box on the back of the ticket that says we can do whatever we want, really.
I'm going to call my lawyer. This is outrageous.
Do you ever take him to the game?
My lawyer? No, I think he has his own tickets.
In your office, you ever take Ethan to the game with you?
Ethan? Well,
do you ever listen to WROR and the Brian Bellbuster, Ross?
Is this a prank? But you son of a gun. I might want to jump it out of my chest over here. I thought you were...
You know, Ethan gave us a call because you're always bragging about how great your tickets are.
They are the best tickets in the park. There's not a real wall.
There's no wall in front of your seats. This is a Brian Bell buster. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
This is baloney.
I don't know if this is a good way for Ethan to get invited to a game or not.
I doubt it.
Ethan set this up?
Yeah, he did.
A great way to get invited. Actually, a good way to never, ever, ever be invited.
What if he buys you some chowder?
He's not going. He's never going.
We appreciate you listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR. And go Sox.
You guys are the worst. Go Sox.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.